Good morning, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, specializing in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your health, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call this healing system a miracle, it really is no miracle at all. It is simply the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261. We will take your calls in the second segment of our program today. We have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Amy Shunney from Santa Cruz will be on with us. So if you have questions or about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, please call us for the please call us during the second segment of the hour, and we'll take your calls at 855-660-4261. If you have questions about the Longevity products, if you want to learn more about the Longevity products, if you want to purchase any Longevity products, you can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. And, of course, you can always click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com if you want to start a Longevity business and make some money selling Longevity products and help spread the word about the power and the importance of a good nutritional supplement program. All right, thanks so much for joining us on The Bright Side. We're going to be talking to Dr. Amy Shunney at the bottom of the hour, so please give us a call now, and we'll take your calls in our second segment at 855-660-4261. I want to continue talking about digestive enzymes as part of our discussion on anabolic protein bone building, but first, before we do that, on our last program, we got a call from a gentleman who was interested in talking about attention deficit disorder, and I told him that we would cover this a little bit before we got into our enzyme discussion and bone building discussion. I think it's a very important subject. ADD is one of the more common afflictions that children deal with. Even adults deal with attention deficit disorder for kids. And one of the ways doctors treat ADD, the main way doctors treat ADD, is by using speed, by using amphetamines. This is especially egregious. This is a problem for everybody. Using amphetamines to treat psychological issues in adults is a problem, but it's especially a big problem when you're dealing with kids. Last thing you want to do is give a kid amphetamines. I'll tell you about that here in a second. The most important thing to recognize about ADD, attention deficit disorder, which, as I say, can affect kids as well as adults, is the fact that, in my opinion, ADD is not a disease. There's no brain damage involved. There's no degenerative breakdown condition. There's no chemical imbalances. There's no measurements that you can use as a diagnostic tool for attention deficit disorder. ADD is a manufactured illness. It's made up. It's a created illness. It's a doctor-defined illness. It's a medical condition that relies on the supposed expertise of a medical professional called a psychiatrist or perhaps a psychologist who specializes basically just giving you his opinions, basically giving you his thoughts, and then, of course, giving you drugs. If your kid cannot concentrate to the point where it appears that he has some kind of attention deficit, in my opinion, this is not a medical condition. It's a parenting condition. And perhaps it can be considered a skill condition in the sense that it's a lack of focusing skill. If this same kid was eating an ice cream cone or finger painting or swimming or doing anything he really liked to do or she really liked to do, he or she probably wouldn't be distracted. He or she probably wouldn't be having an attention deficit issue. But if the same kid is in school doing something he doesn't want to do, if he's trying to do math or trying to sit still when he's got this intense kid energy, it's going to appear that that same kid who has no problem focusing on his ice cream cone, it's going to appear that that same kid has a problem. And as someone who's trained in medicine and pharmacy, I'm telling you, I don't think it's ever appropriate to use prescription medicine for anything but short-term emergencies. And when it comes to mental health issues, which are basically someone's supposed expert opinion, medicating, poisoning a child especially, is extra egregious. Now, if this kid is violent or impulsive or is dangerous to himself or dangerous to other folks, that's one thing. But if a kid is merely having an issue focusing, this is absolutely no reason to put a kid on drugs. And what kind of drugs do you think they're giving kids for ADD? Well, there's a couple. Basically three or four, Adderall, there's Ritalin, there's Dexedrine, but they're all basically the same thing. There's speed. Yes, speed, crank, crystal meth. That's what Ritalin is. That's what Dexedrine is. That's what Adderall is. The idea being that if you get a kid amphetamines, that's somehow going to help the kid focus. Now, what would you think if your shrink wrote your kid a prescription for crank or for ice or for crystal or for speed? Would you run over to the nearest drug dealer and have it filled? Probably not. But that's basically what your psychiatrist or psychologist or whoever your doctor is doing if he writes for Adderall or if he writes for Dexedrine or if he writes for Ritalin. Now, prescription drugs are never, ever good. They're never good. I'm a pharmacist. I'm trained in prescription medicine. And yes, I know there are times when you need prescription drugs, but it's not a good thing. It's nothing you want to do unless you have some kind of emergency condition. And once again, you only want to do it for the short term. Speed or amphetamine are especially egregious. Speed or amphetamine amp up the body's stress response, sympathetic response. We spend so much time talking about how you want to stay away from the sympathetic response. You want to activate the relaxation response for good health, especially in kids who are developing. The stress response that is activated by speed or amphetamine basically turns on the switch of stress chemistry of the sympathetic nervous system, and then it leaves it on. The stress management nervous system is an emergency response system. The stress management nervous system is an emergency response system that's supposed to switch on temporarily when there's some kind of emergency. When the sympathetic nervous system switches on, the immune system shuts down. That means more colds. That means higher risk for flus, for viruses, perhaps even cancer. Cancer has been associated with Ritalin, even though it's never been definitively linked to Ritalin. For over 20 years, cancer has been at least connected, by some folks anyway, to cancer. Writing in 1991, Dr. Samuel Epstein, emeritus professor of environmental medicine at the University of Illinois School of Public Health, said there's clear evidence of cancer risk associated with the use of Ritalin. That's from the website RitalinDeath.com. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy up my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. We're going to be talking to Dr. Amy Shunney, a naturopath from Santa Cruz, about stress-busting tips for women, stress-busting tips for busy moms in our second half. So we'll take your phone calls in this half. I had a few more things I wanted to say about attention deficit disorder and Ritalin. We'll do that tomorrow. And then we'll continue talking about enzymes, digestive enzymes, salivary enzymes, how you can use enzymes for bone health and for anabolism, how you can use enzymes for appetite suppression and weight loss as we continue talking about anabolic bone-building nutrition and protein. All right, our number is 855-660-4261. Douglas in Texas, welcome to the Bright Side. What's up?
Yes. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
Yeah, I called on Monday in reference to my grandson being ill.
Yeah, yeah. You're the amphetamine guy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I was talking. About the ADD at the beginning of the program. I don't know if you heard.
Yes,
and I'll talk a little bit more about it tomorrow. But as far as the amphetamines go, bad drugs. Period. They're bad drugs. You ever watch World War II history shows, you could see, sometimes you see Adolf Hitler. The Germans were the first folks to really get into amphetamines, and it's thought that the Nazis in World War II actually marched across Europe with great effectiveness in the first few years because their soldiers were all doing amphetamines and were all doing speed, except by the end of the war, in the last few years of the war, they were all burnt out on speed, and that's exactly what happens when you take amphetamines. You get this buzz, and then as your body runs out of neurochemicals, amphetamines amp up neurochemistry, brain chemistry, and as your body runs out of neurochemicals, you feel like crap, and that's called the crash, and that's what happens when you use amphetamines long term. You run out of your brain's own natural speed. Amphetamines are speed. That's it. Methamphetamine, you've seen all those shows about crank on the History Channel and on National Geographic. They're always talking about crank and crystal meth and ice and all these other things. That's basically what amphetamine is, and that's basically what they give kids for Ritalin. Now, who the heck thinks that's a good idea? If your kid has attention deficit problems, number one, first and foremost, you want to regard it as a focusing issue. And as I was saying earlier in the program, a skill issue. And kids need to have some kind of training, if you will, on how to focus, on how to concentrate. Now, this is on how to concentrate on their math, not necessarily on how to concentrate on an ice cream cone. No kid needs to focus on an ice cream cone. They naturally do that. It's when they're doing stuff that, or they're forced to do stuff they'd rather not do, that they have attention problems or attention deficit problems. So number one, it's a mental, psychological, emotional issue that involves skill. It involves training, perhaps, concentration training, concentration skills. That's the first thing you want to think about when it comes to ADD. The second thing you want to do is use nutrition. And there's wonderful nutrients that you can use for brain health. We'll talk a little bit about that tomorrow, but just to answer your question, Douglas, the B vitamins are the brain vitamins. B for brain. Anytime you have a mental health issue, whether it's depression or whether it's attention deficit disorder or it's impulsive issues, whatever it is, the B vitamins are your brain vitamins, they're your focus vitamins, they're your stress vitamins, and interestingly, and we'll talk about this more tomorrow, the B vitamins, because they're water soluble, they're urinated out. If you're not constantly giving your body an input of the B vitamins, it's very easy to run deficient. And I'll tell you what, in my opinion, B vitamin deficiency is one of the great underappreciated and understated nutritional deficiencies that we deal with. And again, this is because of the fact that they're water soluble, they're used, and then they're urinated out. If you don't have a constant flow of the B complex into the body, it's very easy to become deficient, and it's very easy to start to have to address brain health issues. One of the reasons, and I've said this so many times before, but I'll say it again, one of the reasons I love the Beyond Tangy Tangerine product so much, why I consider it to be the most important of all the longevity products, and I use it on a daily basis, and I recommend everybody uses it on a daily basis, is because it's loaded with the B vitamins. It's loaded with the vitamin C as well. It's loaded with water-soluble nutrients. These are nutrients that get urinated out. Using the BTT on a daily basis is one of the best ways. It may be the best way to make sure that you've got this constant, steady stream of water-soluble nutrients coming into the body. Get the kid on the BTT, Douglas, right away. Don't waste any time. Get him on the BTT. You might also want to try essential fats. They're also very important for brain health, especially for developing brains. And by the way, amphetamines, because they suppress growth, they suppress the digestive system, they suppress the immune system, they can absolutely wreak havoc on the development of a brain, a growing brain in a child. So that's another reason why you want to stay away from amphetamines. On the other hand, essential fatty acids, especially omega-3 fatty acids, you'll get those in the Ultimate Essential Fatty Acid, Ultimate EFA product from Longevity, very important for brain health in addition to the B vitamins. Excuse me. By the way, thiamine and niacin, that's vitamin B1 and B3, are particularly important for brain health. Magnesium can have some interesting brain health benefits. It's also very relaxing. That might be something that you want to consider for the kid. The OsteoFX and the OsteoMag products from Longevity are good sources of magnesium. Get them on the Healthy Start Pack. You'll get the BTT, you'll get the Ultimate EFAs, and you'll also get the magnesium in the OsteoFX product. So much more we can talk about here. Douglas, make sure you listen in tomorrow. We'll continue talking about ADD and amphetamines. And why you want to stay away from them. Did you have anything else you want to ask or add to what I said?
No, just thank you for the information.
Sure. God bless, buddy.
On a BT today.
Okay, good luck, Douglas.
And I will be listening tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay, Douglas. Thank you so much, man. All right, Ron in Rhode Island. I think this is our first call from Rhode Island.
No, I called before.
Oh, you did. Where are you in Rhode Island, Ron?
In Providence.
Okay, nice. Oh, yeah, I remember. I talked to you a couple months ago.
Yeah.
What's going on?
My niece was diagnosed, as you said, with lupus. What causes that?
I just wrote a blog post on lupus. Have your niece go to pharmacistben.com. I just wrote a post on lupus a couple days ago. Lupus is a autoimmune disease. The word lupus means wolf. They used to think that it was caused by a wolf bite. Doctors back in the Middle Ages apparently didn't know much more than doctors know today, because today doctors will tell you they don't know what causes lupus. But I'll tell you what causes lupus. Lupus is an autoimmune disease. It's a sign that the body's immune system has been activated. Autoimmune diseases can affect any part of the body, as you probably know. If an autoimmune disease affects the joints, we'll call it rheumatoid arthritis. If it affects the pancreas, we'll call it type 1 diabetes. If it affects the tear ducts, we'll call it Sjogren's syndrome. If your autoimmune disease affects the nerves, we'll call it multiple sclerosis. If your autoimmune disease affects your muscles, we'll call it myasthenia gravis. The point is, it doesn't matter where the heck the immune system dysfunction is showing up. The fact is, you have an overactive immune system that's attacking itself instead of attacking the bad guys. In the case of lupus, it attacks connective tissue. Lupus is an autoimmune disease of the connective tissue, because the connective tissue is basically your entire body, including your blood. You can have lupus anywhere. You can have lupus in the skin. You can have lupus in the joints. You can have lupus in organs and glands, or surrounding organs and glands. You can have lupus anywhere in the body. It's a catch-all kind of autoimmune disease. So what do you do? Well, you do the same thing for lupus that you do for any autoimmune disease. This is so important. In fact, it may be the single most important thing we talk about here on The Bright Side. Autoimmune diseases affect probably 100 million people, maybe more. It's hard to say how many people are affected by it. There's 120 or more different autoimmune diseases. So what do you do for autoimmunity? Number one, you figure out what is jacking up that immune system. What is causing the immune system problem? And it usually is something that's getting into the digestive tract, which should be come as no surprise to anybody who listens to this program. 70 to 80% of immunity is in the digestive tract. So anytime you have an immune system problem, that should be the first thing we check. Hang on, Ron. We'll finish up when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We've got Dr. Amy Shunney coming up in our second half, and she'll be talking about stress-busting tips for moms. Don't go away. You're listening to The Bright Side.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com, or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. If you miss a program, you can head over there and review anything you like. We've got a couple hundred hours, or maybe 100 or so, 100 plus hours of programs at brightsideben.com. We're going to be talking to Amy Shunney, Dr. Amy Shunney, in the bottom of the hour, just here momentarily about stress-busting tips for women. Want to finish up with Ron in Rhode Island. If we left you on hold, call back tomorrow at 855-660-4261. Ron in Rhode Island, are you there, bro?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so real quick about lupus. It's an autoimmune disease that affects the connective tissue. I think I said 100 million people. It's more like 15 or 20 million people. That's according to autoimmune.pathology.com. There's 14 to 22 million people who have autoimmune diseases, but I think it's probably more. It's certainly a big problem. But the big issue with autoimmunity is it's an immune condition. It's caused by a hyperactive immune system. So all you got to do is figure out what's jacking up your immune system, and voila, your autoimmune symptoms will start to diminish and even ultimately disappear. So where is the immune system becoming activated from? For the most part, you're looking at digestive issues. 70 to 80% of immunity is in the digestive system, as would make sense because that's the biggest, that's the most likely place that an offending agent is going to get into the body. So first and foremost, target the digestive system. Look for problem foods. Eliminate problem foods. Go by your bowel movements. Go by gas. Go by cramping, bloating, nausea, heartburn. Any foods that cause these kinds of problems should be eliminated. Fasting will almost immediately reduce all autoimmune symptoms. Let me say that again. That's so important. Fasting, eliminating food, stopping eating. Now, obviously, you have to eat eventually, but while you're fasting, your autoimmune symptoms should start to diminish. And then when you return to eating again, be very careful with the kind of foods you eat. Then start to use digestive support, chief of which are the probiotic supplements as well as fermented foods. Digestive enzymes can be especially helpful. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. And then also using apple cider vinegar, acidifying the contents of the stomach with apple cider vinegar or perhaps with hydrochloric acid drops that you can get from a naturopath or a physician. Something called betaine HCl can help acidify the contents of the stomach. Using bile salts and pancreatin can also help. And then using raw foods which contain enzymes, as long as you don't have any digestive issues associated with those raw foods. Last but not least, using immune system nutrients such as selenium, vitamin E, alpha-lipoic acid, magnesium, zinc, vitamin A, and, of course, good old vitamin C. Get your, I think you said it was your, did you say it was your sister or daughter? Who did you say, Ron?
Niece. My niece.
Niece, your niece. Get her on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Healthy Start Pack. And I wish we had more time to talk, Ron, about lupus. It's a very interesting subject. If you want to chat more, give us a call back tomorrow, and we'll continue this discussion. Thanks so much, buddy.
Right.
Have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless, Ron. Okay, I want to welcome to The Bright Side our guest, Dr. Amy Shunney. She is a naturopath from Santa Cruz, and we're going to be talking a little bit about stress-busting tips for women and moms everywhere. Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, Dr. Shunney.
Well, thanks for having me.
Hey, so tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into some of your tips for stress-busting tips for women. Tell us a little bit about your naturopath degree, where you got it from, why you went into naturopathy, et cetera.
Okay. Let's see. I graduated from the naturopathic school in Portland, Oregon, National College of Naturopathic Medicine in 2001. So I've been in practice for a little over 12 years now. And I got my undergraduate degree in psychology at Vanderbilt
nice.
University. And I came out and I was working with teenagers in inpatient treatment facilities in Portland, Oregon, and also adjudicated youth in shelters. And I was extremely struck by basically what was given these kids to heal, which was just terrible. It was extremely invasive medication regimens, which were basically just meant to prevent them from hurting themselves or somebody else, and terrible food, very little, you know, freedom and to be outside and access to being active. There was some talk therapy, but it was extremely limited. And so I kind of walked out of that experience as a young woman feeling like there must be a better way for people to heal. And I thought, since my degree was in psychology, that maybe I would find a holistic counseling program or something like that. And what I ended up looking into were alternative systems of medicine, and I came upon naturopathic medicine, which is a blend of Western medicine with natural therapeutics. And even though the idea of being a doctor had never really been on my radar, it felt to me like the most broad-based education that I could get that would give me a foundation for helping people to heal well. And, you know, lo and behold, one of the four accredited schools in the country was in the very city where I was living. So I went to naturopathic school, and that's kind of how I got to naturopathic medicine.
So you specialize in naturopathic psychology, is that fair to say?
Well, gosh, I don't know if I would go so far, but I definitely do a lot of counseling in my practice. I would say that a lot of it falls under the realm of dietary and lifestyle counseling, but because of my background, I think I am much more comfortable with counseling as a modality, and I do a lot of women's health, and so I treat a lot of women who are having hormonal issues, anxiety, depression issues, fatigue, sleep, sexual issues, and so there is a certain level of counseling in my practice. I certainly would never say that I provide psychotherapy or anything like that, and in fact, I actually do a tremendous amount of referral to psychotherapy, but you know.
Well, what I meant by that was that you work on the, you use naturopathy, but you explore the psychological dimensions of naturopathy, if you will, using supplements and diet and stress management techniques, or is that not fair?
No, that would be accurate for sure. I mean, naturopathic medicine in its best iteration would encompass mind, body, and spirit, and we would be using the natural modalities whenever possible to address mood, and which, you know, leads in really well to what we're talking about today. But, you know, diet, lifestyle, supplement, herbs, homeopathy, you know, all of these things can be used to help with mood and sometimes avoid the use of medications or even, you know, reduce the amount of medications needed or the dosing of medications needed. So it can be a very effective modality to address psychologic issues. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, now I definitely want to talk about stress-busting tips for women and moms. Mm-hmm. But before we get into that, we actually have been talking about ADD on our last program, and earlier today we talked about attention deficit disorder, and you mentioned it. So maybe you give us some ideas about using naturopathy and using diet and using nutritional supplements for ADD, and then we'll get into talking about women and moms.
Sure. Well, you know, I mean, there's attention deficit disorder for women and men, for adults, and then there's attention deficit disorder for children.
Do you treat those differently?
I wouldn't say I treat them differently, but I certainly see the frequency of them I see differently in my practice. So, I mean, I see a lot more parents bringing in their children because they've been diagnosed with ADD. Oftentimes, by the time adults with ADD get to me, they've been diagnosed and they're on some level of treatment. But the actual treatment itself, no, is not terribly different. And what I have found is that often by taking a step back and really looking at dietary factors and looking at basic supplementation to help with cognition, brain function, focus, that you can make a big difference. I mean, I find that the medications that are used for ADD, you know, have a lot of negative side effects, particularly for children.
Yeah, it's horrible. I don't know if you know this, but I'm a pharmacist, and I've been working with these things for many years. They're absolutely horrible. They're among the worst drugs you could ever give a kid, amphetamines.
Yeah, I agree.
Hang tight, Dr. Shani. We've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue talking about some supplements you could use for your kids with ADD, as well as stress-busting tips for women and moms everywhere. We're talking to Dr. Amy Shani. I'm pharmacist Ben. You're listening to Bright Side, and we'll be back after this.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called CellShield RTQ. CellShield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's CellShield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696, or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and TraumaMax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. TraumaMax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Amy Shunney about stress-busting tips for women and moms everywhere, and a little bit about ADD. Dr. Shunney, give us your nutritional strategy or nutritional protocol for kids or adults with ADD.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a little varied from person to person. I mean, one thing I'm certainly going to do is give fish oil.
Okay.
Fish oil has been shown to help with behavior, focus, attention, memory, and really all matters of cognition, not to mention it's good for so many other things as well. So for me, you know, that's a no-brainer. I'm often going to look for vitamin and mineral deficiencies. I may do neurotransmitter testing just to get a more specific, individualized feel for what's going on.
What do you find with neurotransmitter testing? Any consensus kind of results that everybody has, or is it different for everybody?
You know, I actually find it to be different for everybody. To be honest with you, I've been using neurotransmitter testing, gosh, for probably over 10 years, and I got really excited about it in the beginning, and then I found that everybody looked the same, and I said, okay, this is silly, and I stopped. And I probably stopped for a good 5 years, and then what I found is as my practice developed and grew, and I would start to get much more complex cases, if I had a case that I wasn't seemingly able to manage well on my own, I would do the neuroscience testing with the disclaimer to the patient, like, you know, hey, I don't do this testing all that often, but I want to really see if there's anything I'm missing here. And what I started, you know, over the last maybe 5 years using the testing again, is that I don't know if they've changed it or it's gotten more sensitive, but I definitely see big differences between different people, not always what I would expect, and I have actually found the results to be very helpful. I still don't use it all the time, but when I have a complex case and I really want to cut to the chase around how to use amino acid and herbal therapies to, you know, to individualize a program for that person, I really just want to cut to the chase and get some results quickly, I find that testing can often be very useful.
What about protein for ADD?
Protein, as
like
in
whey protein or hemp seed protein, not amino acids, but whole like protein foods.
I think protein is really important. I mean, I think we need the amino acids from protein for our brain to function optimally and for blood sugar and mood to be balanced. I like whey protein as long as that's tolerated because of the glutamine content, and I find that a lot of particularly children that are having focus and attention issues might have some underlying food allergies or food sensitivities and might have a little intestinal permeability or at least some gut inflammation because of those, and so the whey and the glutamine is going to help with that as well. So you kind of get a double whammy there.
Have you heard of the GAPS diet?
I have.
Do you use it at all? Do you use that any of those therapies?
I really haven't gotten into using it so much, per se. I do have a lot of patients who've come in and had some success on it. I also have a lot of patients who've come in and just found it very overwhelming to try to comply with, kind of like the FODMAPs diet.
For the listeners, the GAPS diet is a diet that I think Dr. Natasha... Do you know her last name? Her last name. She wrote a book called The GAPS Diet, and it features fermented foods and taking care of the gut for autism, schizophrenia, ADD, and other mental health issues. All right, I want to, before we run out of time here, which we will in a few minutes, I want you to touch on some stress-busting tips for women and moms.
One of the first ones that I like to talk about is how stress relates to food, because I think it's an area that gets missed. We go, okay, I have to reduce my stress, so I have to find time to meditate. I have to, and while that very well may be true, I think one thing to look at is food, and that's because especially as moms, we're running around, we're trying to, we've got our work outside of the house, we've got our management of the household, we've got our children, and oftentimes we forget to eat. So the first question is, are you eating? Because oftentimes it's like, three bites in your mouth while you're getting food on the table for the kids and getting them out the door. So what I try to tell women and moms, and actually anybody, is make sure that you're eating and make sure you're not skipping meals. You're eating regularly throughout the day and you're getting adequate protein and fat in those meals so that you have a sustained energy source throughout the day. A sustained energy source is going to balance your blood sugar. It's going to keep your mood more stable, and it's going to help you manage any stress that comes your way. So that really is the first step. Once you've got that dialed in, then you can really start to look at, what you're eating. I did mention making sure you're getting adequate protein and fat. Want to make sure you're not overdoing it on carbs, particularly simple carbs or carbohydrates by themselves, sugars, caffeine, things like that. Again, sustained energy, stable blood sugar, stable mood. You're going to manage your stress so much better.
Do you have any tips for helping people wean themselves off of the fast-burning sugars, simple carbs, and into more steady-burning kinds of foods?
It's a great question. And, in my mind, I have lots of tips for how to do that. But as a practicing clinician, what I see in my office is that people who really have an addiction and an issue with those kinds of sugars, they need to cut them out and they need to go cold turkey. Mm. And what I find is that when they can get in a mind space to cut them out, which can feel literally like withdrawal from a drug because that's what it's like, if they can let 5 to 7 days pass, their palate will completely change, their cravings will go away, and they'll be back on track. But I find that these people really can't do a little bit. They can't reduce slowly because they literally can't let go of that substance like as if it were a drug.
It's like denial in a way, you think? Like, I'll just have a little bit or just have a tiny little bit today.
It's chemical, Ben. I think that sugar and those fast-burning sugars are truly addictive to people.
Yeah.
I was doing a radio show not too long ago, and we were talking about food addiction, and we looked up addiction in the DSM-4 at the time. And if you look at what addiction is, that's the diagnostic, what does it stand for?
Diagnostic statistics manual? Yeah.
And you look that up, and you look at the addiction for addiction to, cocaine, heroin, things like that. You read it, and it's like all my patients who are addicted to sugar and for some of them other foods. I mean, it really is an addiction. So I think it's really biochemical. I don't even think it's denial, which is why I think that cold turkey kind of quote-unquote detoxing from sugar, if you will, is really essential for those folks. And that 5 to 7 days, it will really change, and those cravings will go away.
Have you done it yourself?
Cold turkey? I don't really have a sugar thing myself. I would rather have a bowl of French fries or a bowl of gravy myself.
A bowl of gravy just by itself?
If I had a bowl of gravy, you could just put me in the corner. I don't know what's wrong with me. But that's what I like. But I have done, you know, cleanses, particularly whole food cleanses, where sugar and all sweeteners were removed for 3 weeks. And even for me, who really doesn't have much of a sugar thing, I mean, whenever I do it, I find that my energy is so much better. Any sugar cravings that I might have go away. And in general, my brain starts to understand that what it really wants is sustained energy, not fast fleeting energy. And yeah. I start to crave protein instead.
Tell me about serotonin. What's the relationship to serotonin and stress, as well as serotonin, how you can keep your serotonin levels balanced using supplements and food?
Sure. Well, serotonin, of course, is kind of the celebrity neurotransmitter, right? I mean, there are a lot of neurotransmitters that affect mood and brain function, but we all know about serotonin because of Prozac and Paxil and some of the first antidepressants that came on the market, which all impacted the amount of time that serotonin stays in the body. Serotonin, of course, when we have enough of it, makes our mood better, improves our libido, helps our sleep, helps our appetite, just, you know, all around makes us feel better. Now, L-tryptophan is the amino acid which turns into serotonin. L-tryptophan turns into 5-HTP, which turns into serotonin. And so we can look for certain foods that have L-tryptophan in them. If we want to, you know, turkey, potatoes, things like that. What I find personally, again, without, you know, trying to sound like a broken record, that's what really seems to help balance people's mood and neurotransmitters is, again, going to be eating regularly throughout the day and making sure you're getting adequate protein and good quality fat. I think that the adequate protein part ensures you're getting all the amino acids you need, including L-tryptophan. It keeps your blood sugar stable, as I said before, which really helps tremendously with mood. And, of course, getting plenty of good quality fat. Your brain is 60% fat. And, you know, the fat that you put in your body, good quality fats like omega-3s from fish and fish oil, olives, olive oil, nuts and seeds, avocados, all of these things are going to dictate the function as well. You know, the quality of the fat that you put in dictates the function of all of those cell membranes and cells in the brain that need to work well. So I think that's one of the best ways to actually manage serotonin. Now, in some cases, when somebody's doing that, when they're also exercising, studies show that exercise is as good as antidepressants for mild to moderate depression.
Awesome.
So when somebody's doing those things already, then I might go to supplementing with L-tryptophan or 5-HTP to see if I can boost serotonin levels in the brain.
Doc, we're out of time. Do you have a website or any way people can contact you if they want more information?
I do. It's www.drshunny, drshunney.com.
www.drshunney.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Shunney. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. Hopefully we'll talk again. Good luck with your practice in Santa Cruz, and have a wonderful day. Thank you, Doc.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was Dr. Amy Shunney from Santa Cruz talking about women's stress, stress-busting tips for women, as well as a little bit about ADD. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You've been listening to The Bright Side. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about enzymes and enzyme therapy for building bones, and we'll touch a little bit more on ADD. Thanks for listening, guys. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.